Just a tough outing overall today. You knew it was going to be a tough one to battle Van Cleve in the first game, and boy, he showed why he's a Division I prospect in that first game, but I thought you guys still did a good job of battling him.
Yeah, he pitched well, but, you know, kind of like we said pregame, leaving runners on base and making errors. We had some opportunities in that first game while we were playing a pretty good defense to start off with and pretty good pitching as well. We just couldn't get him in. We had the bases loaded with you know, early in the game and couldn't get any runs across. So that kind of stings, and then it just kind of snowballed in that first game. And kind of similar in game two as well, as far as a couple errors led to a couple runs. Had some decent pitching and then leaving runners on base. We were able to scratch across a couple there late game two.
And it's been tough, and I know they've probably, Holcomb may have been in the same position, but it's been tough for you guys as well practicing. You've had a lot of practice, but lately you haven't been able to really practice too much on fielding and really much in the outfield just because of the conditions.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it too. But, you know, we weren't communicating very well today, and that shouldn't happen with as many seniors as we got.
Second game of your doubleheader, I thought you had some better contact with the ball there, and I thought Aaron Hoops had a couple of good swings there as well. And it was good to see Alex Dipperschmidt. He really struggled last year at the plate, but he had a couple of pretty big hits. And when you guys needed to boost for runs, he gave you that. So with that two-run single back in the fourth inning, I think it was, in that first or second game.
Yeah, he started swinging the bat well in game two. You know, I thought overall maybe one or the two guys, you know, probably left tonight without contact maybe. A couple guys with a couple power, a couple hits here and there. We were able to get some runners on base. We didn't draw a ton of walks today. We'd probably like to see a little bit more of that, but, you know, Holcomb was throwing quite a few strikes. Mm-hmm.
Something to gauge here, and I know it's early in the year. You hate losing, but it's something that you guys needed to see here this late for the first game of the year. But you'll have one more doubleheader next week, and that's against Spearville here at home on Tuesday. And what are some things that you got to work on here the most here when you'll face that Lancer team next week?
You know, I think on Monday we're gonna hit the fielding pretty hard. Probably have a pretty normal practice. You know, do some fielding. We'll probably work on that communication part and maybe just even more talking and less doing. I mean, as far as in practice and just talking about the things that we need to do that, you know, I kind of expected them to already have ready to go for tonight's game. But, you know, we got to get our arms iced up and get healthy and get ready to go. Everybody that pitched tonight will be available Tuesday. So you know, I thought our pitching performances were really – pretty decent for a first outing tonight. Really not a ton of walks or old wild pitches. There was a few in there, but we've got to clean up our fielding. We can't make errors against anybody and win.
He's speaking of fielding and stuff. Kevin Aguilar in the first game had a nice gun down at the second base there, caught stealing. Then he was out in the outfield, center field in game two, and he made some pretty impressive diving catches out there that, you know, kind of saved some runs at the time as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of style out there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does a real nice job out in center field and also behind the plate. But, you know, we had a lot of great defensive plays. Mm-hmm. Kyle had a nice catch over at first base as well.
Yeah.
And but the routine stuff, some of, you know, those fly balls that are dropping, you know, in between or behind third and short, fly balls on the infield really kind of beat us up in that first game and kind of did a little bit too in the second game. So yeah, our defense was, we had some great plays. It wasn't like we just played bad defense all day long. We had some spectacular plays, but we also we couldn't make some of the routine stuff.
All right, once again, Coach David Jerks joining us here post game. Tough loss, double header loss here today for Scott City, but long ways to go in the season. Coach, once again, thank you for the time and a good luck to you guys coming up on Tuesday.
Yep, we'll see you then.